You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this broadcast. I'm Nicholas. And what we're doing here is we're going through the Bible. Someone told me that this could be through the Bible for the 21st century. And certainly I'm trying to make it applicable for the times that we live in while sticking as much to, truly to the text as I can. But I see so much that the Bible, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of God, is a book for all times, and we need to apply it as it is applicable, to rightly divide, to be able to discern what we can and cannot apply to our times. This message is universal, the message of judgment, the judgment of the Creator on those nations of the earth is universal and timeless. So we're reading here in Ezekiel. We left off at Ezekiel chapter 14, about verse 8. So speaking of the false prophets and those in Israel who have deceived themselves, or they hold an idol up before their face to allow themselves to sin. They've conceived in their mind an image of God that is not true, an image of God that allows them to continue in their iniquity. And that's what he's where we left off, speaking of that. Let's see, where exactly did I leave off? Okay, set up idols in their heart. They put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. He said, I will set my face against that man, and I will make him a sign and a proverb. I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And that is his by name, Yahuwah. And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, and he says, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. And of course, the reason, as we discussed, is because they have a image of God that is not true, that they've set up in their own heart because of the stumbling block of their iniquity, meaning they want to continue in their sin, so they have an image of God in their mind, an idol that they set up, which allows them to continue to break his commandments. No repentance necessary. He said, I have deceived that prophet. I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people, Israel, and they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their God, saith the Lord, Adonai Yahuwah. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, the overspreading of abominations, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of bread thereof. How about America? Have we reached the point of the overspreading of abominations? It seems apparent to me that America has reached that point, at least equal to Israel, before their desolations. Certainly judgment is coming. He says, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of bread thereof. Can it get much more grievous than it is now? Well, you see, the financial situation is being set up for the staff of bread to be broken. I will send famine upon it, and I will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith Adonai Yahuwah, the Lord God. And there we have an example of what I'm saying. You will be delivered by your righteousness in it, as these men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it. They should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness. You're not going to deliver anyone else. You're not going to deliver the nation. Voting is not going to help as long as men are worshiping idols and they have a false image of the Creator in their heart that they worship so that they can continue in their iniquity and in their sin. These men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it. They should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness. And the righteousness that we can be delivered by today is the imputed righteousness of the only begotten Son of God. That's right, the Messiah, His righteousness imputed to us, learning obedience from Him through true repentance, tearing down the idols and the false prophecy that makes you so comfortable in your sin. Chapter 14, verse 15, if I cause noisome beasts to come to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beasts, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, they only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. That's our choice today. There's no place to go. So, if you want to be delivered in it, I mean, where are you going to go? You think you're going to escape somewhere? But if you're worshiping idols, if you're practicing idolatry, and you're holding before your face your iniquity, believing in an image of a God or the Creator that is not true, an image of a God who allows you to continue in your sin because that makes you happy, and of course God wants you to be happy, if that's you, then you can run, but you can't hide. It doesn't matter where you go. Where is it going to be safe? I'll tell you where it's going to be safe. Under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, put your trust in Him. Repent. The kingdom is at hand. And bring forth the works meet for repentance. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. He who endures until the end shall be saved. Crucify the deeds of the flesh. That's right. Crucify the deeds of the flesh. Let your mind be renewed. Come into an agreement. Repent and allow His law to be written in your mind and upon your heart, that you might not sin against Him, that He might be your God, the one true God, and you might be His people. He said, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons or daughters. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate, or destroyed, destruction, desolate. The abomination, the overspreading of abominations, it's here. It was there in Babylon, and it made desolate, but they were delivered. Or if I bring a sword upon that land and say, sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. You know, our salvation, to be saved, is a very personal thing. A nation is not saved. A church is not saved. A congregation is not saved. A denomination is not saved. Only individuals can enter into His kingdom. Only individuals can commit themselves individually to the King of Kings and to His commandments and have that desire to live a life of obedience to Him because they love Him. A congregation, a denomination, a nation can't love. These are only images, and images don't love. Images are cruel. They're cold. They don't have any flesh. They don't have any bones. They may be given a mouth, and they may be given arms and legs, but they still are not a living thing. Only individual. Each one of us individually stand before our Creator, and only individually can we be delivered, and we will be delivered. My neighbors are not going to be delivered by me unless they repent themselves at the word of my mouth. And I hope they do, everyone listening. Repent. The kingdom is at hand, that your sons and daughters may be saved. He will save mine that are under my covering, but he won't save yours because of me, or because of, as he said, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith Yahuwah, they shall deliver neither sons or daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send pestilence into the land, and pour out my fury upon it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Do you really believe it's going to be different today in America when this present overspreading of abomination brings the just judgment that is due upon it? It's coming. It is coming. You can't see it. You know it. You feel it. And you should be afraid. Afraid enough, I hope, to repent and work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For thus saith Adonai Yahweh, how much more when I need, when I send my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence, to cut off from it man and beast. Yes, it's going to be a selective cutting off of man and beast. Those that are saved by their own relationship, by their own standing in the kingdom of heaven, in the holy nation that is over all the earth, that remnant that stands everywhere upon the face of the earth under the King of Kings, standing in his righteousness, having it imputed to them, they will not be cut off. Yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth. Chapter 14, verse 22. I'll read it again. Yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and you shall see their way and their doings, and you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doings, and you shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord God. You're listening to Cross the Border. My website is crosstheborder.org. Before we go into chapter 15 of Ezekiel, just like you to write it down there. I would like to hear from you. Tell people about the broadcast, about the website, and visit the website. Take advantage of the resources there. You can listen to these broadcasts. The last 5 days you can find on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. You click on the archives page there, or you just go to LibertyArchives.com. And you'll find a listing of archives there in the last 5 days of this broadcast. And eventually I'll post the entire Ezekiel series on the website there for those that know how to navigate their way to the Bible studies page at crosstheborder.org. Of course, Ezekiel isn't listed. And if it is listed there, that means that you're listening to a rebroadcast now. Because it takes a while after I do something, because my Heavenly Father keeps me very busy. But I would like to hear from you. Would like you to subscribe to my blog so that you can watch all of the HD versions of my video there. And any support that the Heavenly Father, by His Holy Spirit, asks you to lend me to invest in His kingdom. Well, I can only ask that you be obedient to Him, and that's all I ask. If He doesn't tell you to give to me, don't send me anything. If you request a DVD, you know, it's nice if you send enough to cover the cost, you know, $5. But if someone sends nothing and requests something, I am to give. That's according to the word of my Heavenly Father, and I consider that law. There you go. Freely I have received, and freely I will give. Let's continue here. Ezekiel chapter 15 and verse 1. The word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work? Or will men take a pin of it to hang any vessel thereon? Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel, and fire devoureth both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. It is meat for any work. Is it meat for any work? That's the question. Verse 5, behold, when it was whole, it was meat for no work. How much less shall it be meat yet for any work, when the fire hath devoured it, and it is burned? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, as the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will set my face against them. They shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. And you shall know that I am the Lord, I am Yahuwah, and when I set my face against them, and I will make the land desolate, because they have committed a trespass, saith the Lord God. Is it coming to a neighborhood near you? I fear that it is. But at the same time, I can say, I will hide, I will be hidden, I will be protected under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, because it is my true desire, my job every day. My position is this, that I get up every day and I live my life in a way that's pleasing to the Heavenly Father, that I obey His commandments, and that I learn obedience to Him. Well, I am not perfect yet by any means, but I am being perfected. And I see what He's done in my life. I can look back on the last 40 years, and I can see that He has wrought a work in me, that where I am today is light years ahead of where I was 40 years ago when He began a work in me. He works. And that's the true measure for me, that I am in Him, because I see the change that He has wrought in my life. I am not the same man that I was. The Heavenly Father, He loves you, and He loves you just the way you are, and the old cliche, but He's not going to leave you that way, because He loves you too much to leave you that way. And that is true. That is a true word. He will not leave you the way He found you. He will make you better. The scripture says that evil men wax worse and worse. And those are men that don't follow the Heavenly Father, or those that have set up an idol in their heart, because they have their iniquity before their eyes, that they might continue in it. They wax worse and worse. They become more and more evil. And that's what you see in their lives, that they are still practicing evil. They're still oppressing the poor, oppressing the widow, the widower, the orphan, the motherless, the fatherless, still coveting their neighbor's goods, still, after all these years, because they have an idol, they worship mammon. They have their iniquity before their face that they might continue in it. They do not obey the law of our Heavenly Father, the commandments, or they do it superficially, like the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites, who even made rules for keeping the commandments at the very same time that they violated them, and they violated the spirit of the commandments. Yahshua exposed them because He raised the standard. Yes, the New Testament upholds the law and the commandments, and Yahshua raised the standard. He said, it was written that you shall not murder. But I say to you, even if you desire to murder in your heart, you're guilty. You shall not steal. But even if you desire to unlawfully take from your neighbor, to covet his goods, you are a thief. You shall not commit adultery. But even if you desire, you entertain that thought, because the entertainment will lead to the sin. Even if you desire, or you take pleasure in those who do those things, you're guilty of adultery. You desire your neighbor's wife. You desire that which is unlawful. Then you're guilty of that sin. the Messiah not only upheld the commandments, but he raised the standard. How can they say that the law has been nailed to the cross when the Messiah upheld it and raised the standard? Nonsensical, but people love it. Their iniquity is before their face, and they have an idol of a God that they've created in their own mind who allows them to continue in their sin. What's going to happen? That's what we're reading about. What happens to these people because they will not repent? You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas. Take a few minutes, visit my website, send me an email. I would like to hear from you. We'll be back after a few messages. Don't go anywhere.